Unions continue to make the case for their relevance and have been reinvigorated by all the non-traditional labor activism. At least 18 states raised the minimum wage, a victory for the union-backed Fight for 15. Similarly, after popular upswells, at least 3 more states and 3 more cities added paid sick time laws, reforms usually advocated by unions. These are still advantages to being in a union. Among recently dismissed journalists, the unionized ones at HuffPost, per their collective bargaining agreement, were reportedly entitled to at least 2 months of severance pay, while those at BuzzFeed, who have no union, had to take to Twitter to persuade the company to pay out accrued vacation time. "Everyone's seen the value in weeks like these," says Carolina Moreno, a HuffPost health enterprise reporter, whose job was eliminated. "Sometimes the bottom line wins and people lose. It's a possibility, and you have to prepare for it. Unionizing is one of the solutions to that dynamic." Almost 15 million Americans still pay dues. Increasingly, some of that funds alternative non-union groups. The National Education Association is a broad supporter of Red for Ed, a loose campaign of teachers. On a local level, the California Federation of Teachers funds the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, an advocacy group for low-income communities of color. Before Los Angeles teachers went on strike in January, ACCE members and other groups helped shape demands that went beyond wages to include smaller class sizes and more social services. "We're not constrained by some of the legal constraints that unions are bound by, nor by the politics or protocols," says Amy Scher, the ACCE campaign director. "We're on the outside. We don't have a contractual relationship, or even a formal one with the school board, and that broadens out the range of tactics. So, for example, after the teachers walked out, ACCE members not only joined them in demonstrations, but then showed up at the school board president's house in the pouring rain to stage a loud protest. I don't know that the union was ready to escalate like that," Scher says, "but we were."